They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's get to that, how brutal the fans can be. Donovan McNabb not having a good night. He's got tenure here. He's got stature here. You had this, Chuck.
Oh, this is Chuck Barkley.
What are the fans thinking about
Monday Night Football last night?
Well, if he don't win, he's going to have to go.
Tonight? Does he say horrible?
About here, if you don't win, they're going to boo you. I always tell people, it's not right, it's not wrong. That's just how it is. If the Eagles don't win, Donovan's going to get the blame, especially offensively. That's just how it is. You can't take it personally. That's just how it is.
Did you ever take it personally when they booed you?
I did.
How did you learn not to?
I did not. First of all, you know, I always tell people, everybody is human. You can say, well, I don't worry. I don't read. First of all athletes lie. We said we don't read the newspaper and we don't watch television. Of course we do. What the hell else are you going to do at home? You read the newspaper and you watch television. You take it personally.
Yeah.
So honest.
The great Charles Barkley.
Refreshing.
You know, Don and Mike Show.
I mean, he took over Monday Night Football last night. There were plays going on, and they were ignoring the goddamn game.
He could do that job. I was watching him and thinking he could actually do color commentary for Monday Night Football, even though he's a basketball player.
Horrible.
That's terrible.
Trouble.
I don't understand.
Horrible.
Very frustrating for me. I'm very, very disappointed. Yes, I'll take it personally.
There was something he did say about the Eagles last night. He kept saying over and over about them. It was one word about them not getting the respect that they deserve.
Right.
Oh God, I wish it would come back to me now.
Well, they didn't deserve any respect last night.
No. But his point was, for all the good stuff that Donovan McNabb has done over the years,
right?
You know, and I'm looking at the TV, going, Charles Barkley, please, you're talking about Philly.
Yeah, but it's not just Philly; it's every city in America. It really is. I mean, maybe there are a few exceptions to that rule, but don't you think really? It's any city, any NFL city, any major league city, any sport. You've got a team that's losing and losing that has a tradition of winning. You're going to have fans booing, and you're going to have guys that are going to be singled out as the reason that they're losing.
But Philly is the worst sports town.
Yeah. It's a mean sports town.
Yeah, yeah. Mean.
It really, I mean.
It's the meanest. Well, they, you know, but also I think that's part of the hype also. They got a reputation as being mean. Then they got a lot of publicity for being mean. You know, who doesn't say every game? You hear that when you see a Philly game.
Santa Claus.
The jail inside the stadium.
Throwing snowballs at Santa Claus.
It's the jail inside the stadium. They have that rap, and that's why it's like, hey, we're Philly! Philly!
I think they're worse than New York fans. I swear to God I do.
Philadelphia fans are more angry than New York fans for one reason. New York teams probably have won more than Philadelphia teams.
You're right about that.
And that's why they're in it. And they're also, it's Philadelphia, it's not New York.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, hello. Hello.
Michael. Hello?
Yeah, it's the Don and Mike Show. Is there someone you want to speak to?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Mike, man. I had a bet going on Charles Barkley last night saying terrible, and I lost.
Michael, do you want to talk to this guy?
Pardon me?
Mike, do you want to talk to this guy?
No, I do not.
Mike doesn't like being called Michael unless you're his mom.
That's terrible.
It was terrible.
Terrible. Well, he didn't say terrible either, did he?
No, but I'm telling you, there was one word over and over again.
It wasn't horrible.
No, it wasn't that either.
Was it respect or respectful?
God, I don't know.
Respectful.
Do we have more of him?
Yeah, there was more in the
Maybe
thing.
We'll find
Let's get to that, how brutal the fans can be. Donovan McNabb not having a good night.
We already heard that part. Can you fast forward
it? I love that. And I just enjoy Tony listening to Donovan McNabb not having a bad night.
I promise we'll get right back to the trainable stuff.
Very good.
Got to go to the long form season.
We're having a short rest period. Sorry.
But sit down with your juice box.
All right.
Yeah. Let me stay with that, with Donovan. Has he not earned over all these years, 4 NFC championship games, 1 Super Bowl, has he not earned some long-time grace period?
He has, but I've been very critical of the Philadelphia fans. I don't think they've given, first of all, Andy Reid and Donovan.
Hold on. There's something he says. First of all, he says that in the ESPN comment, too, from way back.
Right.
First of all, let me say this.
Oops, that was the tranny say.
They deserve, but unfortunately,
you know what, Rob, you might be right. It might be respect that he kept saying over and over again. Hold on a second.
Let me stay with that with Donovan. Has he not earned over all these years, four NFC championship games, one Super Bowl, has he not earned some long time grace period?
He has, but I've been very critical of the Philadelphia fans. I don't think they've given, first of all, Andy Reid and Donovan and the respect they deserve. But unfortunately, in the 24-hour news cycle of today, What have you done for me lately? That's just how it is. They both earned that, but they're not going to get it here.
And that's how we open the show tonight. This is not a forgiving city. This is a what have you done lately city.
But they like you. That when your picture goes on the big screen, people cheer you. Chuck, hey, when you walked in here, people cheered you.
When I played here, I made the All-Star team 8 straight years, and they booed the hell out of me. I'm like, what more can I do? I'm doing, like, that's just how it is. You don't take it personally. The quarterback, first of all, Donovan is by far and away the most popular player on this team. He is going to get the blame. That's just how it is, Tony. It ain't right. It ain't wrong. That's just how it is.
Well, he's a stud. We could listen to him all night long.
I love listening to Charles Barkley. I like what he has to say. I like the way he says it.
He was on Monday Night Football last night for 58 seconds, 1 minute and 6, 44 seconds, minute 23, 2 minutes. He was on for almost 10 minutes. We'll have to go through and isolate whatever it is that he said.
Much longer stint than the normal guests that they have, and much more entertaining, too, because he got into the game.
Very really, really good. Chuck Barkley. Now, let's get back to the other topic of today, and that would be periods and trainables. Yes.
Everybody get out your pen and paper. We were studying right before the break. We were dealing with pads.
Yes. Now, let me see. Dad said to the retarded girl, hi, I'm home. And then she said, Dad, why do I have beep between my beep?
Mm-hmm. Right. And now, see, that's where I find this tape a little hard to believe, because I think dads, in most cases, are probably going to run out of the room during this
discussion.
Especially
not the 1950s.
Yes. Right.
But back to the next segment we go.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, there he is.
How do you use it? I'm having my period now. I'll show you how I use it.
You mean the coming for me?
All right, this is how you use the pad.
Yes. Right. Yeah, give somebody the keys and say, come on over to my pad, man.
How do you use it? I'm having my period now. I'll show you how I use it.
You mean the coming from inside your body now?
Yes, from the opening between my legs. This is a used sanitary pad. Look, there's on it.
Did she say new or used?
Used. Yeah. I think used.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I know.
Your sister is having a time.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
Horrible.
Terrible.
Horrible.
Personally, I don't think this is... This is very fun.
On the first hand, Donovan has his period awful, horrible.
Yeah, you just have to accept one fact. It is what it is.
See? That's right. It's coming from inside my body.
First of all, I don't think you need to take out the used thing. That's really where we started to go south.
That's horrible.
I don't know. First of all, why are they talking about that?
Opening between my legs. When a pad has much on it, it's a good time to change it. I'll show you how I change it. Watch carefully, okay?
I've taken a completely different attitude towards this segment now as soon as they're going in this. I didn't know there was this. First of all, I didn't know there was this much detail.
It's horrible.
Terrible.
It's the 50s. It's a happy-go-lucky 50s.
It's pretty progressive for the 50s.
Okay, see how the pad sticks to my panties? See? I fold it over. Now I wrap it up. This way it won't make any mess. Now I put it in the nearest waste basket. I do not put it in the toilet. I put it in the nearest waste basket. Now I take the clean pad. See, Jill?
Blue, white.
That's right. It's blue on one side.
I have a question.
Yes, Charles. Charles.
I know, Buzz, you saw the video of this, didn't you?
A bit of it, yes, I did.
How much detail are we seeing here?
Well, we're not seeing any red.
Very good. Yeah.
Is it black and white? Is it black and white, though? It could be something like chocolate syrup.
That's what Alfred Hitchcock used, yes.
That's true. That's horrible.
Dear.
Hold on. Joe has something. Hello, Joe.
I would just like to say that it is horrible that she takes the napkin from between her legs and it looks like it has ketchup on it.
Jesus.
Joe.
All right, thank you,
Joe. You know,
the Vince Scully of this show. He paints a picture, Donnie. He sure does. God. He's horrible.
Terrible.
And white on the other. It also has sticky stuff like glue on the blue side. I don't need this. See? That's this. The pad will stick to panties. See how it sticks to my panties? You see?
Yes.
That's all there is to it.
Now, smell it.
Oh, dear. Terrible.
Okay, so now we're up to the fourth segment. where the mom, and is it the Trainable's mom?
I think no, that's his sister.
Sister, the big
meanwhile,
sister.
Dad's gone back to the office tonight, right?
To cry.
He's working late.
Dad's sitting in his lazy boy, smoking a pipe, watching all of this.
That's the typical 50s dad.
Smoking a pipe with no pants on.
Just rolling his eyes, yelling upstairs, "You done up there?"
See? Now I'm all ready to go. Wash my hands. I dry my hands.
That's a good idea.
That's just good. The instruction
is
good.
Again?
No, we don't need to see that again. We really don't need to see that again, please.
Can we see it again?
Please don't repeat that. It's terrible.
It's horrible.
One thing that you really get in this, and I think this is made to show to Tradables, is simple repetition.
Okay.
You're going to hear it exactly like they keep saying between her beeps.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's the same thing over and over again.
Exactly. Well, just to get the point home.
Exactly. For stupid
people. First, we get it back. Now, I'll show you how I change it. My pad sticks on my panties. Now, watch careful, okay? I fold it over. I wrap it up.
Wait, we heard this part before, right? Or are they repeating again?
Oh, this is a repeat. This is
repeating. They're repeating the exact same thing again?
A new segment. Are they using the same pad?
I think it's a new pad.
Trouble.
Terrible.
Trouble pad.
Put it in the nearest wastebasket.
That's the old one.
I do not put it in the toilet. I put it in the nearest wastebasket. Now I take the clean pad.
Blue on one side, white on the other.
How old is the retarded girl?
I think she's probably like 12 or 13.
13, probably. Right. About that age.
All right.
That's right. Blue on one side and white on the other. It also has a sticky stuff like glue on the blue side. I don't need this. The sticky stuff is here so the pad will stick to my panties. See? Now I'm all ready to go.
Where's Dad?
All right, now.
He's left the country.
I'm not retarded, but I'm kind of retarded. I'm definitely not a woman. And even I, after this point, understand how to do the pad thing.
Okay.
Right, let's go to
I think
next,
we all do.
Let's go to the next segment and see if she... Does she teach her again?
Okay, but not too fast.
Okay, here's the next segment.
Now you try it. Let's pretend you're having your period. Let's make believe that is coming out from inside your body through an opening between your now.
Okay, I'll get a pad. Look, it's blue on one side and white on the other.
That's right. It's sticky. It is sticky.
It's sticky, all right.
It's sticky because it'll stick to your panties. Are you ready to put it on now?
Yes. First, I put my panties down.
Okay, the pad. Now what do we do?
Peel off the paper.
I'll give it credit.
We've stopped the repetition, and now we're having demonstration for the person who was trained on this, and... I'm going to need it one more time. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Where are you putting it? The wastebasket.
The wastebasket.
Okay. Now what are you going to do?
I'm sticking.
I'm going to lick it.
Oh, stop it. Jeez. Oh, God.
I'm going to stick it to my forehead and run through the neighborhood. And
run down and show Dad.
Yeah, oh, God. My panties.
Right, down to your panties. You placed it on there so it sticks on, okay?
Okay. Yes, real good. I pull my panties up. Wash my hands.
Wash the hands. Good.
I dry my hands. Now I'm all ready.
All ready.
Very good. Hold
on. Well, there's another segment, though.
Good.
See, I'm all ready.
That's just great. I'm really proud of you. You wear it for a while.
From downstairs, you hear, can I have dinner? Where's my dinner?
Mother.
Mother. Mother, where's my pot roast? I need my
Let's
pot roast.
Let's go tell Mom and Dad what I did. Mom, I put on a pad.
You put on a pad?
She did it all by herself.
I did it by myself.
Good.
Hey, that's great, kid.
There he is. That's, you know, that is not the normal-sounding 50s dad, because the normal-sounding 50s dad always has more of that announcer sound.
I put my pad on.
Hey, that's
he's
great.
Got it. He's like way up here. Hi.
Hey, Susie.
Here I am.
And he's still wearing his fedora hat.
You'll be ready for your period when it starts.
Oh, my God.
What a good dad.
Wow, he is a good dad. Whoa.
Wait till they tell this kid about babies.
Oh, dear. Oh. That's another tape.
Is it me or does Dad seem a little too excited?
A little bit, yes. There's a little too much enthusiasm there.
Hold on. Let's see what's happening here. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, that's not Rosie O'Donnell as a young kid, is it? Because,
O'Donnell.
Hey. Now, did he say Rosie O'Donnell and not do it as a joke? I'm curious about that.
I don't know. Did you?
What's the name of the person you were talking about?
Rosie O'Donnell as the trainable.
Rosie
because, you know.
Rosie O'Donnell. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Bye.
Yeah. You know.
That's right. Right, right, right. God, I'd die for a Big Mac right now at
hey,
Mick.
Trainer.
It would,
McDonald's.
That's right.
McDonald's, right.
It's
and you're a big Doobie Brothers fan. You used to like to go to the Michael McDonald concerts.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And Donald Duck.
Who drafted Donald Driver this year?
It's tough when they have D's for the last
it
name.
It's very hard. I'm having a real brain fart on that right
but
now.
But the old dancer, Donald O'Connor.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay, very well.
I'm just wondering if the trainer is standing there with her pants around her ankles the whole time.
Buzz, you saw this, right?
I didn't see this deeply into the tape, I'm sorry to say.
Okay. No, she is not. She is standing there she's fully clothed.
It's very 50s.
It's the 50s.
Yeah.
She's wearing a harness.
Hello, a harness. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, I know.
Okay, yeah.
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Hello. Don and Mike show, what's up?
Hey, can you play that one more time? I got the bleach bank blanket and the baby oil.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, we're not done with it. There's still...
stop it. Stop it, you sick bastard.
There's still more to go. Hold on a second. What's next?
Hang on. Am I ready?
That's just great. I'm really proud of you. You wear it for a while for practice and for tennis.
Let's go tell Mom and Dad what I did. Mom, I put on a pad.
You put on a pad?
She did it all by herself.
I did it by myself.
Hey, that's great, Jill. You'll be ready for your period when it starts.
That's right, Jill. Your begins to come from inside of your body about every 4 weeks for 3 or 4 days. You can put on a pad by yourself. Now let me show you what else we'll do. Here's a calendar. Now this is the first day of your period.
Oh, now hold on a second. If it took 4 tries to teach this trainable girl mm-hmm. how to use a pad, there's no way she can follow a calendar.
Let's see the calendar.
There's no way.
Take a look at the calendar now.
This is the G. Gordon Liddy stacked and packed calendar.
No, it was coming out back then in the 50s, too.
We got to break. We'll finish it up. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.